Open House this week will feature guest hosts from the South Mountain Partnership. The South Mountain Partnership is a collaborative network of people and organizations protecting and promoting the agricultural, natural, cultural, and recreational resources of Adams, Cumberland, Franklin, and York counties. Over time, we have transformed into an alliance of citizens, businesses, nonprofits, colleges and universities, and government agencies all working together because we love the place that we call home. Our work can only move forward with the help of our partners, and today we want to highlight the important work they are doing in the region. We hope you will join us. Click the link below or scan the QR code to learn more about our State of the Region project. Welcome to Open House, a program celebrating great people in the community doing great things. I'm Megan Clark with South Mountain Partnership, and today I'm guest hosting and being joined by Janet Pollard at the Franklin County Visitors Bureau. So, the South Mountain Partnership is a network of partners and colleagues working together to preserve and protect our community, which is Adams, Franklin, Cumberland, and York counties. And we largely work with a lot of visitors bureaus, county planning agencies, college officials, government officials, and one of our partners here with us is the Franklin County Visitors Bureau. So, Janet, want to tell us a little bit about what work you do?
Hi, Megan. Thanks for having me today. I'm the executive director of the Franklin County Visitors Bureau, and what we do is we promote the do, dine, and stay of Franklin County, Pennsylvania. So we're reaching out to inform the public at large, which includes regional folks, local folks, and those from 50, 100, 200 miles away about the amazing place that Franklin County is. And that's one of the reasons why the South Mountain Partnership is so important to me, because I want to keep it that amazing place.
Yeah, and your work is such a huge asset to us, so we're very appreciative to have you as a partner. So to get us started, what are some of the economic benefits to historical preservation?
Well, historical preservation it's authentic, and there is a uniqueness to an area based on the history that it has. So it isn't just a big box everywhere USA experience, it's your experience. And all history is at some point local, and we're very fortunate in Franklin County that our local history has national impacts and connections. So it's important because it's part of our tourism product, but it's also part of our authentic identity.
Absolutely. And as someone who works in the Tourism Bureau, how do you think a regional trail system connecting the parks and communities in the South Mountain region might help benefit tourism in Franklin County?
Well, that is a pretty easy answer to have, because it's going to connect more of those charming downtown communities, more of the great outdoor experiences that we have throughout the South Mountain, the natural corridor that is that linear corridor of the Great Appalachian Valley. And there's an experience for outdoor people who want to be outdoors and experience nature and get energized by recreating in nature. But those people are also connecting to other tourism assets, such as a poor tour or a history trail. You know, there's nothing like biking history, or you can even eat your way through different cultures. So there's so much opportunity when you connect our regions to just bring people back again and again to experience what our area, South Central Pennsylvania, which the South Mountain Corridor is just kind of at the core of that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And Franklin County just has some amazing opportunities that are going to be enhanced with all of the work that you're doing. So our region has so many partners like yourself who are so passionate about the work that they do for their communities. And is there a project that you or the Tourism Bureau is working on that you're excited about starting?
Well, we're currently working on our FCVBTV, which is a way to connect digitally what we have to offer to anybody who wants to experience it in an effort to get them to come and see it firsthand. What it does is it allows us to focus on a historic asset, a recreation. You know, we have within Franklin County, there are all or part of the of four state parks, and we have 36 municipal parks. So you're tying all of literally Penn's Woods together and showcasing that. And in a lot of ways, the Franklin County, with its location along the Maryland-Pennsylvania border, the Mason-Dixon line, it is kind of that gateway into Pennsylvania. And we're so fortunate that we have the South Mountain, the North Mountain. It is just an amazing place to just enter the state and really appreciate how beautiful Pennsylvania is. You would ask about the trails, and that it's so important for us to make those connections and to not just be Franklin County. We are Franklin County, but we're stronger when we work together regionally to connect to the assets and resources. And you see that with the state parks. We have Mount Alto State Park, which is the oldest state park in Pennsylvania, and we have Caledonia State Park. Part of that falls in Adams, Cumberland, and Franklin. And then there's Cowan's Gap, and then there's James Buchanan Birthplace State Park. So within all of those, there's a history story. There's a recreation opportunity. It's just a multiplier effect when you can bring all those assets together, along with the experience of just taking a deep breath and being in nature and feeling so much better about anything that's a problem.
And we just have so many resources in this region, as you already talked about, historical, cultural, recreational, and I feel as though you're at the heart and center of everything at the Tourism Bureau there. And we are also excited at the South Mountain Partnership to share our State of the Region report card, which I believe Janet has here with us today.
Yes.
So the report card is meant to be a way for community members to learn more about the environmental health in our region and be able to interact with us about their needs and wants. And there's a lot in there that ties with some of the things we spoke about. So how do you see your work personally intersecting with the State of the Region report card?
Well, it would probably be easier to say where doesn't it intersect, because we do, the recreation. But for us, very important is the agriculture. Franklin County has long been an agriculture-oriented county, and it's important that that identity isn't lost and that value is not lost. And that pairs very well with those open green spaces. For Franklin County, when visitors come, they're just amazed at how much beauty there is in and around that Great Valley area. And we just carry it through. And it's important for us to preserve our tourism asset. And being in Pennsylvania with an environmental component to the state constitution, I just think it all nests together very well to look at conservation, environmentalism, and tourism, agriculture as pathways to the future, as sustainable pathways. And kind of take a holistic look at, it's not just jobs here, it's not just how much does something cost, it's the whole thing together. And when you add it all up, it's very important that we consider how we sustain.
And you really are just, so many people are coming to the South Mountain region and we're continuously growing, and you are just able to put all of that out there for them to see, and it's a great way to get people to new places in the region. And so we are excited to get started on the action plan that's coming from the State of the Region report card with a set of recommendations formulated by our team and county planners. And one we have already started on is the Natural Heritage Inventory, which is a way to document critical species and habitats in the South Mountain region that we need to protect, along with an inventory of our historic resources in the region that help bring culture to our communities. And what value do you see in the Natural Inventory Project or even the Historic Inventory Project?
Well, obviously the historic inventory is you know, one that's going to touch very closely with our main streets across Franklin County and the whole region. All of our downtown districts in Franklin County, Chambersburg, Greencastle, Mercersburg, Shippensburg, and Waynesboro are historic. They're on the historic register in that downtown corridor as historic districts, but that doesn't mean that there isn't sometimes a lack of awareness of what property do we really need to focus on now. And the best way to keep things intact for the future is to be aware of what the status is and have a plan for keeping that connection, that artifact to the history. With our 250th of America coming up in 2026, it's amazing that we still have so many connector points in the properties that we have in our downtown corridor. But when you look at that as an example of not, if you don't take care of those assets, you can quickly have a disconnect. And I think that translates also to being aware of the natural environment and what is needed for that to sustain. We don't value things the same way until we don't have them. And when it comes to the natural assets, it's very important because that's also at the core of why people want to visit Franklin County, why they want to come to South Mountain, why they travel the Appalachian Trail. It's because they're looking to have that connection to nature. And we want to make it have the longevity with the species and environmental balance that can help it to perpetuate to the next generation and do our part for that state's environmental constitutional clause.
Yeah, and having those historic and cultural resources, I think, are a great way for communities to have a better sense of place in their homes and just feel more connected and the urge to protect what they love. And that is what we're both striving for.
Yeah, so it's what makes it home.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that's a really great point, Megan, because people will kind of springboard off of home. They want home to be. They want it to continue. And in a lot of ways, that's sort of the connection that the Visitors Bureau has with all the network of the South Mountain Partnership. We all kind of really have a good sense of home, and we want to keep the home fires, you know, going for other people to experience and other generations.
Absolutely. And so what does being a partner of SMP mean to you and the Tourism Bureau, and does it have any benefits for you all?
Well, tremendous resource, because it's always, there's a great synergy too. There's a synergy among the partners of the network and also the leadership of the partnership and the connection with DCNR. There is a conduit to have a voice and to have information. Sometimes, you know, you're looking at situations that you don't completely understand, and typically South Mountain Partnership has a connection that can help understand what a project's about, whether it's a project related to power lines or solar panels, and what are the impacts that are going to happen in our communities with these projects. And it's also voices together, because the Visitors Bureau has a voice, I have a voice, but when we join all those other partners, our voice gets amplified and we have a better chance of ensuring that there's balance in the South Mountain region.
And there's so much power that comes with that unity too, just all coming together for the place we love and the resources we want to protect, and that's just so important. So thank you so much for your time today, and we are so happy to have your partnership here at the South Mountain Partnership. And this has been Open House with Community Media.